Support for Veterans Corner on Veterans Corner Radio is made possible by M&M Printing and the Observer News of Ruskin. Hello and welcome to Veterans Corner Radio Podcast, information for and about veterans. Today, host Bill Hodges has a conversation with David Tostenrud, Director of the National Wheelchair Games for the United States Veterans Administration. Director Tostenrud is with us to share information on the VA Adaptive Sports Program and how all veterans that are eligible for VA health care are also eligible to request inclusion into the games. Bill won't try to answer how many sports are involved, but he will mention one that has been sweeping the land, pickleball, a sport that is once again being expanded. If your thing is skiing or table tennis or something in between, there is most likely a program for you. Here now is Bill Hodges with Veterans Corner Radio on Veterans Corner Radio Podcasts.
Welcome to Veterans Corner, a show dedicated to providing information to all those who have served our country's military and to their families. Now, here is your host, newspaper columnist, management trainer, and Air Force veteran, Bill Hodges.
Hi, I am Bill Hodges, and this is Veterans Corner Radio. We've got a great guest today. I don't know how many of you ever have had the opportunity to go to wheelchair games or one of the adaptive sports. But if you ever get that opportunity, I want you to take it. And the director of the Wheelchair Games is David Tostenrud. And he's going to share with us not only the wheelchair games, but he's going to talk to us about some of the other adaptive sports. And welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Bill, for having me on today.
First of all, I guess one thing that people ask me all the time is, does a person have to be service-connected disability in order to be in your program?
Absolutely not, Bill. They have to, in each of our six national events, the veteran would have to meet the eligibility requirement for that program. So for the National Veterans Wheelchair Games, we accept veterans that are living with spinal cord injury, amputations, MS, and other physical disabilities that impact their mobility. And they have to be eligible for VA healthcare. Those are the two requirements. So each of our national events have a different set of requirements that must be met, but service connection or anything like that does not make a difference.
That opens the door to an awful lot of our guys and gals.
It sure does. That eligibility requirement is key, though.
Tell me about adaptive sports. I think of, because I went to the wheelchair games, I saw that. But there are many other adaptive sports, correct?
Yeah, there are. There, especially today, I'm an old recreation therapist that first started practicing in the VA in 1990. And in those days, there were few and far between opportunities for someone who had a disability to engage in sports. But over the years, because of programs like that the VA has, and other programs that have been promoted by Move United, which is Adaptive Sports USA and Disabled Sports USA, Wounded Warrior Project, Warrior Games, the popularity of Invictus. There are a lot more opportunities. At one point, a lot of it just focused on track and field, collegiate sports, et cetera. However, with the advent of opportunities, better equipment that allowed veterans with disabilities to get involved in more sports at a more intensive level, we're seeing a lot more opportunities than we ever have for somebody who's living with a disability to get into a sport. Also, the sports have changed quite a bit. So right now, we're rolling out adaptive pickleball, of all things, at the wheelchair game this year. Yeah, and I personally picked it up, and I can't get enough of it. It's the nation's largest sport overall. And our registration, we already have 75 veterans signed up for it.
I'm not surprised. I really am not. As many pickleball people as we we're in a retirement community.
And okay.
Two new courts.
Yeah.
Because it's gone wild.
It has gone wild. And why that's such a good example is because we have equipment now that empowers the veteran or for the person with a disability to actually get on the court and move and participate more intensely and more naturally. The sport wheelchairs. We also have more support from the organization about changing the rules to make it more fair for someone with a disability to play. Tennis is a good example. The new sports chairs are lightweight. They turn on a dime so the person can react to the ball faster and play, but they get two bounces. And the same thing with pickleball. The court actually is expanded a little bit. Give the individual more of an opportunity to react to the ball and to play at their level.
You know, all rules were set up once. It doesn't mean you can't adapt them, right? And this is called adaptive sports.
Exactly. And one area where the VA has been a leader in that is golf. So for years, military bases all had a golf course. VAs had, there were many golf courses around. And golf took a lot of time because it's very traditional. But because of new carts someone who had paralysis or mobility problems could actually use that cart on the grass, but the design of the carts were developed so that it didn't leave an imprint in the greens. And so the VA, one in particular, the American Lake Division of VA Puget Sound Healthcare System out of Tacoma and Seattle area, a group of volunteers actually got together with the PGA's help and actually designed their course specifically for disabled golfers. Golfers can use these carts on their course openly. There's no restrictions. And they actually change like the sand traps that the veteran or the individual can actually drive into the sand traps, which we like to avoid anyway.
Right.
But be able to hit naturally. And
that was my problem with golf.
Yeah, mine too.
I was like Lawrence of Arabia. I was drawn to the sand.
But I think that's something that is a great example where the VA has taken a lead across the country. If the veteran has an interest, we have recreational therapists and PTs and OTs across the country that focus on getting the veterans engaged in their sport. And the VA actually provides the tools for that. No other healthcare system will do that because we recognize that a veteran who has a disability that is focusing on health and activity and wellness, they're not in the hospital worrying about where their medications are coming or their treatment. So it's actually the best healthcare to support their independence. But from a healthcare standpoint, it's a great way to empower them to be truly independent and empowered in their lives.
Since I get all my healthcare at the VA.
Oh, you do?
Okay. I think the VA does a fabulous job of healthcare.
Yeah.
They've got me through a lot that I really probably wouldn't have gotten through.
That's what makes me a proud 32-year employee with the VA. I wouldn't work for any other organization because of the commitment, the true commitment, and that whole health model that we have in treating our veterans. It's not just bringing them into the clinics, but we recognize that we need to support them in all aspects of their lives.
I would be remiss if I did not ask you about table tennis. Is this one of the adaptive sports?
Absolutely. And I'm proud to say that after being involved in the program for 29 years in some capacity, I no longer call it ping pong.
Well, I was careful to say table tennis.
Well, you know, one thing about all of our national programs, whether it's the wheelchair games or the National Veterans Golden Age Games or the National Disabled Veterans Winter Sports Clinic, our programs are the largest and typically the largest events of its kind per sport around. And so our table tennis program is a really great example of that. We actually partner with USA Table Tennis, and traditionally in the non-COVID years, we're getting them back, but their USA Table Tennis actually partners with us at our event. So we get around 200 to 250 of our veterans playing table tennis. And they're there helping to connect our veterans, not only with our experience, but what they can do to continue on beyond the wheelchair games. And we've had many that have gone on to Paralympic table tennis levels of clinics and competitions and have done really well.
We've got a veteran here in the Tampa area, actually living in our community. I don't know her name, but occasionally she comes back from playing all over with these table tennis trophies and medals.
Yeah.
And yeah. She just loves it, looks forward to it.
Yeah, that's something that we, each of our events work on, is not, it may look like they're just one week out of the year, but our foundation of what we do is to empower our veterans beyond the games. And so that's why we bring in USA table tennis or USA skiing at our winter sports clinic, so that we can provide the education and those direct connections that'll get veterans competing in their lives beyond the games, because that's the power of our events.
I'm having so much fun. I'm not watching the clock very well. And I have to make sure that certain things get covered. And one of them is, if I happen to be a disabled veteran, and I don't even like the term disabled, I've got challenges. How do I get to be part of any of these programs?
So the first stop that the veteran can make to get more information on our national events is on our website, which is at www.va.gov/adaptive sports. That's www.va.gov/adaptive sports. On our website, we'll have all the information on what our programs are and how to get involved
now,
with those.
Adaptive sports has a hyphen between adaptive and sports.
No, it's all one word.
Okay.
Bear, test me out.
No, the reason I had a document here that had it on, so I wanted to be clear. All right, adaptive sports is all one word.
Is all one word.
Okay, I'm sorry for interrupting, but
no,
I wanted to be sure.
So that'll give that website will take anyone to links on all of our national events, and that'll spell out what the eligibility requirements are, where the events are coming up, and any other relevant information for getting involved. The next step that I would strongly recommend any of our veterans to do is to talk to their VA healthcare worker or VA rehabilitation therapist about what is going on, not only in their home VA, but also what is important to them, because it always starts any type of program or opportunity that we do is to try to inspire the veteran to be more independent at home. And so what the individual should do is talk with their VA therapist about what they want to do to get at home and how the national programs could lead them down that road. If they do have any questions, or their healthcare providers, if they're not aware, they can always reach out to us directly, and all of our contact information are on the website.
It's important if somebody does want to, for instance, be part of the wheelchair games, but they can't afford to go to Portland. How do they get there? Is there a stipend, or is there some help?
So two things. First, in all of our events, we all refer to veterans who are newly either to the VA or to our programs as what we call novices. So they haven't been to our program. All of our programs have incredible support by our partners and our sponsors. So in our case, the wheelchair games, we have a direct partnership with the Paralyzed Veterans of America. The Winter Sports Clinic and our National Disabled Veterans Tea Tournament work directly with the Disabled American Veterans. The National Veterans Creative Arts Festival works with the American Legion. And the reason I point that is, one, we could not do any of our programs with the partnerships of our VSOs and the many sponsors that are committed to our program. And the one thing that we've worked hard with is that if we have any of those new veterans, we all have programs that are designed to support their experience. So no veteran for the first year at least of our program is denied access because of money. I have a grant program that we run in support with the Veterans Canteen Service. The Paralyzed Veterans of America work with the 32 chapters. So if a veteran did want to have access through their funds, they could do that. And each of our programs have support, incredible support, to make sure that those newly injured veterans or new veterans to our programs aren't denied financially.
That's fantastic.
And beyond that, because we have a lot of veterans that come back, that's where we educate them about, and each of our teams, we have over 80 teams competing in the wheelchair games, and many of our teams support financially for veterans returning beyond that if they're involved in volunteer or school or doing something with a service organization or with the VA. So if they're giving back, there are many programs and examples that veterans can continue to get financial support.
I just think the program is fantastic. And I know we've only scratched the surface. I wish we had more time. We don't. But I would love to have you come back, talk about the program again. Well, maybe in 6 months or whatever. Love to have you come back.
I'd love that. And if I could take one more comment, that our office does support, in addition to our 6 national events, we also run a $17 million adaptive sports grant each year. And that is to support grassroots nonprofit organizations that are committed to getting veterans involved in sports and fitness and outdoor recreation activities. So those monies are used to get veterans involved, buy the equipment so the veterans can be more independent, or train their staff to support the needs of our vast veteran population. We also have Paralympic training allowance that enables elite athletes to train and work up to Paralympic level.
You just have so much great information. My guest has been David Tostenrud, who's the director of National Veterans Wheelchair Games. And I just can't tell you how much I'm excited about this program. Ladies and gentlemen, you're unique, you're special, and you're great. Tell yourself so often, because you are, you know. And we'll talk to you again very soon on Veterans Corner Radio.
You've been listening to Veterans Corner with your host, Air Force veteran Bill Hodges. The views expressed on this program are those of Bill and his guests and are opinions based on the best available information. In matters of law or governmental regulation, it will always be best to check with the appropriate agency. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll join us for the next Veterans Corner.
Before we go, here's a quick final thought. Why not take a minute to follow or mark Veterans Corner Radio podcasts as a favorite? It's easy, and you'll be among the first to be notified when new episodes of the podcast are released. And thanks for listening to Veterans Corner Radio Podcasts.